It was a very difficult decision to even let anyone read my monologue. It was something that earlier on when we were finalizing our monologues into Do You Know Who I Am was one of the points that we talked to Modus Theater about is if we can't perform ourselves, then you have to ask us permission whether or not someone would read it for us. And at that, like, we'd have to know, we'd have to see what it looked like if they did our part for us. So that was a big leap, you know, of faith for, I think, all of us, like, especially me, because, you know, someone is talking about how I lived my life and how those events, you know, shaped who I am.
And your monologue is so incredibly personal, as all of them are, but I was always struck by yours and how you spoke about your mother and how hard she worked and to provide for you, but then, you know, how hard she worked also to protect you. I mean, that must have been very poignant for you to hear somebody else read those words.
Yeah. So, I mean, it the entire time, you know, I'm sitting there feeling, you know, what Rick is saying, and they're my words, you know, and I'm absolutely, like, there were moments where he was, you know, talking about my mom, and those moments were probably the hardest part in my monologue to get through.
And aside from the personal impact, the impact on you and the impact on Rick and the other law enforcement, I mean, what do you think the overall impact was to present these monologues and these stories in that format with law enforcement reading them out?
I think it does multiple things. For one, it shows that we've come a long way in building trust with our local law enforcement. And in the moment that we did it, you know, we saw the Trump administration demanding that sheriffs, you know, do everything in their power to turn people over to ICE. And, you know, at that moment, you know, our law enforcement is standing right by our side saying, no, like, these are people in our community and this is their story. For me, it was so powerful to see that play out the way it did. It just showed solidarity between police and law enforcement and the immigrant community. Something that, you know, I talked about in my monologue was my mom taking physical abuse from my dad. And the one thing that I never stated in my monologue was that she never had the confidence to call the police. So really, my part in this performance was standing up for women who never had the opportunity to call, you know, the police, or were so fearful about making that call that call would be, you know, the point in which it separates their family, that they never did, and, you know, fell at the hands of their husbands or their abusers. And I state that in the recording, you know, it's one of my most important parts. Like, we need to have trust in law enforcement to keep people safe, and especially women who are mostly targeted by violence in our community.